And we are underway here from the State Farm Center. Max Philpott already a right-handed single-leg attack. Hagvold with a deep whizzer in. Max up across the back trying to shelf that inside leg. Hagvold trying to reach behind, looking for an oaky position here, trying to snake that leg inside. But Max trying to work his head out. The only thing stopping him from the takedown right here is Hagvold has a hold of his head. But we're going to have a potentially dangerous stoppage. 30 seconds gone here in this first period. And oh, something we talked about before we came back to break. Max really needs to set the pace here and set the tone, try to get a takedown early.
Yep, there, Matt Daves. It was a decision. Max went in by about a takedown. So for him to get the advantage early here is going to help kind of let him gain some confidence. And he is in on a single right now, falls to his butt.
Right-hand single, trying to double off. Max Philpott trying to climb up the body. And the scramble position now. Max trying to step over the ankle. Hagvold with a crotch lock, trying to keep Max's feet, trying to keep some distance on him here. Max still trying to chase that bottom leg. Hagvold hanging onto that crotch lock. He's on a hip. Max trying to set him towards his back. Hagvold doing a good job keeping his chest high. In these scramble positions, your head and your chest are the most important part, as long as you hang onto that leg.
Yep, you know the old saying, the higher man wins.
As Max still looking for this first takedown, 25 seconds to go here in the first period. Max Smith finished, trying to come around the back to toes. He's got the takedown on the edge. Max Philpott with a first period takedown and a 3-0 lead with 19 seconds to go. And this is where Max is really good. On top, especially late in the period, he's good tilt, he's good legs, and he's looking to add a couple more points here in the last 13 seconds of this first period. These two have met twice head-to-head in the last two seasons. Max got the fall at Abe's Rumble last year and took an 8-5 decision win at the Abe's Rumble tournament this season. Max was a finalist, second placer last season at 106 pounds. Austin Hagvold in the same bracket placed fourth last year, as these guys have crossed paths a few times, and it'll be Hagevold's choice on the flip. He will defer over to Philpott. Max is going down, so an opportunity to add to that lead as he's set. Whistle blows. Max chest high, coming up to his feet, short step position now. Hagevold trying to follow as Hagevold deep tight waist now, left hand. Max keeping a good base. Now he's broken down. Hagvold able to extend Max Philpott 20 seconds into this first period. Max on his belly, trying to work his way up. Hagvold looking for some offense from the top position. And this is the first time since the 2008 season the Vandals have had three finalists in the same tournament, and it is the first time all three finalists have been back-to-back-to-back like this.
And we got a really good chance for these guys to all come home with the bracket. Like I talked about, Max setting the pace, setting the tone for the rest to follow is going to be the key. And right now he's doing that with a 3-0 lead.
Switch here for Max as he's in on the legs, looking for a reversal on the edge now, trying to keep his feet in bounds, chasing Tennyson out, or Hagvold rather, as Tennyson will be next. Both Hagvold and Tennyson from Marion Central Catholic, so we'll see back-to-back Vandals and Hurricanes here in the state finals. As Max gets his escape, gets the point, they come back to center. 45 to go here in the second period. Max Philpott building a 4-0 lead here early. But an attack there by Max, reattacked by Hagvold, nothing doing. Hagvold left hand underhook, now trying to dig for the right side. Max low on his knees, now back up to his feet, holding tight to a right hand overhook. And now trying to bundle the arms, digs under for a shot, and he's thrown to his back. Max able to roll to his stomach, but that is a takedown there for Hagvold. And Max still leading 4-3, short time left in the period, 10 seconds. This would be a big escape point, as it's going to be Hagevold's choice heading into the third. So Hagvold able to get the ride out. We go to the third period. Max still fought a 4-3 lead. And you wonder if that one is just Max trying to do too much.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to get a little crappy there and ended up getting caught by Hagvold. escape the back points there, so that's going to be big.
Yeah, Hagevold choosing bottom here in the third. Max, quick stop off the whistle, able to break him down. And now his signature leg ride as Hagevold trying to come up to his feet. Tripod here for Hagevold. Max, deep leg in, trying to stretch across, looking for Hagevold's left arm. Now moving forward to the leg as he's got to drive Hagevold forward. Hagevold able to keep his hips up in the air. Max needs to break him down to get to work here. A minute 25 to go as we'll get a stalemate. First stalemate of the period. And as you get closer, time ticking down here in the third period, you're going to see a couple more as soon as action stops. And now this time Hagevold up to his feet. Max throws a leg in. He's going to be hit for stalling as Hagevold is already on his feet when Max threw the leg in. So he's got to be a little quicker, try to get it in while Hagevold's hands are still on the mat. And to avoid another stall call, there's a quick tilt, one swipe, but just the one as Max able to follow, staying on top here, 4-3. 1:05 to go here in the third period. As Max, now with a turn, he's got an arm bar, should be swipes. Coach Myers in the corner swiping for the referee, but there's at least two as it's going to be three near fall for Max Philpott, building on his lead and leading 7-4 now. Hagevold in on a switch. Max Philpott 40 seconds away as Hagevold in deep on the leg. Max Philpott near side cradle. He's got it locked up. Hagevold's head is up. Max trying to set him to a hip. He rolls it through, and there's more near fall for Max Philpott. Max Philpott adding to his lead, 20 seconds to go. As he gets another three, 10-3 lead for Max. As time ticks down, 10 seconds, Max Philpott is going to be the 113-pound state champion here in this one. 3-2-1, Max Philpott, state champion. And a big celebration from the Vandal sophomore as the Vandal section goes crazy. Max pulling off the dance move. It's been a long time coming for Max. He's been to three straight state finals between his eighth grade and freshman season. Now into this, he gets his first state title and a backflip for Max Philpott to put the exclamation point on the Vandals' fourth official state champion in history.